Thank you for calling HBO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, Mr. Marvin. This is Agent Kevin from Primary Services, and I would like to ask an assistance for the appointment for Mr. Scott Alvarez with the order number 112-102-382-8001.
Okay, just a second.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, and could you verify the customer's address?
Okay, customer's address would be 3559 East Easter Avenue, Littleton, CO 80122.
Okay, I see here that the customer has a install of a dishwasher in the hallway of the old unit scheduled for Tuesday, February the 16th, with a time frame of 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Exactly, Mr. Marvin. However, the original appointment was on February 10 of 2021, and then he didn't receive any information coming from the delivery team, which is the XPO, and then it was just being rescheduled, and he received an email confirmation that the scheduled was going to move this coming Tuesday in between February 16 of 2021, and he is not available on that date. And it was a broken schedule. Like, he have also an appointment for March 30 of 2021, which is he can't able to wait. And then, yeah, can you able to give some information to the customer what happened to this?
What happened to... Hold for a second,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, what happened? Okay, it's okay.
Okay, it had to be reassigned because the service provider, they resigned. So it had to be assigned to another service provider. And that's why
I see.
A second. Okay, now if the 216 is not going to work for him, we can reschedule for another date.
Yeah, but in that rescheduling appointment, it needs to have an approval coming from the customer. If it's okay to you, you can able to talk with him. Actually, he's on the other line.
Okay, you can bring the customer on the line.
Yes. So, hello, Mr. Scott.
I'm here.
So I am talking to Mr. Marvin here in the other line, coming from the service team, coming from the XPO, and he will gonna give you some information to, you know, for what happened to this appointment.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
as I was telling the gentleman. The reason why you had you was reassigned another date, sir, is because the tech office that was assigned to it, they resigned, so we reassign it to another tech office. So that's why it was scheduled for another day. Now, if that the 16th doesn't work for you, we can reschedule for another date, sir.
Well, I get that, but nobody called me to tell me it was going to be rescheduled.
Okay,
so
I'm sorry.
So, see, that happened, that falls between, you know, a vacation time, and the reason we went with the letting Geek Squad do the installation was we could get it within, you know, a week and a half of when we bought the dishwasher. Now, you know, we're out for another 2 weeks, right? So, you know, now we're talking about a two-month period from when we bought it before we can get it installed, or I guess that's about 6 weeks. But still, it's not, you know, this, you got to let us know things like that. And if we can't get this done between either tomorrow or Monday, then I'm going to cancel the installation side of it and just pick up the dishwasher and do it myself.
Okay. Well, I can't schedule it for Monday, sir, because Monday's schedule has already been made.
Yeah, well, you changed my schedule to accommodate other things.
Okay.
That, you know, that's up to you guys if you guys want to try and keep my business.
So
and
I can't
do business there.
I can't schedule it for tomorrow.
I have done it.
I'm sorry. I can't schedule it for tomorrow. They don't work on Sundays, and I can't schedule it for Monday because Monday has already been scheduled, sir.
That's fine. It's understood that you guys will change my schedule, but you won't change somebody else's schedule. Okay, that's fair. Whatever. You guys do what you want to. If that's the case, then we're going to cancel the installation.
Okay, I'm
sorry
to hear
that,
sir.
I will just pick up the dishwasher.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
Okay.
I don't, whatever. You guys pulled this yourself, and it's not, you don't care about us out here. You just care, you know, again, I get it. The circumstances happened, but nobody called me. Nobody said, hey, look, this is what happened. We have to reschedule. No, it just showed up like, oh, well, maybe you pulled the wool over my eyes and you didn't think that I'd recognize.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I hear what you're saying, sir.
So let's just, Kevin, if I can just do that with you, we can get this done. We'll just cancel that out, and then I will just schedule, what do I need to do, call the store tomorrow and set up a time to pick up the appliance?
Yes, Mr. Scott, I can able to assist you with that for the cancellation.
Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. Marvin, still thank you so much for your information.
Okay.
And yeah, if Mr. Scott, if you have some questions with Mr. Marvin, you can able to ask him before he left.
No, that's fine. We're good.
Okay. Thank you all for calling XBO, and you have a nice evening.
Thank you.